On today's episode of News AF, we're going to talk about some of the excuses that employees are calling into their bosses to say why they need to get out of work. And if you're in that position of getting those crazy excuses, you need to know about ZipRecruiter, where you can find some employees that aren't going to pull that kind of nonsense. Because the best place to find job candidates is with ZipRecruiter, because they don't just post your job in one place. If you want the perfect hire, you need to be posting on all the top job sites, and that's exactly what ZipRecruiter.com does, because you can get your job posted on 100-plus job sites, including social media networks, with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more juggling emails and calls to your office. Quickly screen the candidates, rate them. That sounds like the fun part. And hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter is being used by 1 million businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/first. That's ZipRecruiter.com/first. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/first. I'm Rob Sesternino, and we are back to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of Halloween, Monday, October 31st, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here once again. Happy Halloween, Tyson and Danny.
Thank you.
Yes. Happy Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve is right. We are ready to go.
Spooky.
And yes, very spooky News AF on a Monday. Sneak attacked some people here with a very boo. Yes, we're here on a Monday for News AF. Booze AF. That's what we should call it, but not B-O-O-Z-E, because Tyson and Danny don't drink.
Yeah.
We're teetotalers.
Yes. Yes. Oh, boy. How was the weekend? Good?
Yeah, so good. I went to Reno to Jason Somerville's Run It Up Reno poker event, and it's always awesome. I just wish I was a way better poker player, because then it would be more awesome if you're winning stacks of cash, you know?
That would help.
How many stacks did you win?
In poker, zero.
That's not a lot of stacks.
Yeah, but in slots, I won $1,200.
Okay.
What?
Look at you.
Yeah. Slot wizard.
Yeah. They used to call me that before I even knew about casinos.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are here streaming live on our Facebook page, on our group AF. I should say Facebook group. Group AF, you can find us anytime and join in on the action and send us your News AF stories all week long, or you can email them to us, tips@newsaf.news. Can I tell you guys a quick scary story?
Of course. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Well, is it going to make me pee my pants?
It might. It might. God knows it made me pee my pants, because, you know, when I met my wife, she was a sweet person, and
best foot forward. That's best what foot you forward. Do to win
that's
a mate.
That's what you got to do. And she has now, I think at the point now after she's had kids, she's lost her mind, and her greatest obsession in life is people are parking, partially blocking our driveway. And this morning, she was once again on the warpath. Somebody, the hind quarter of their car was blocking part of our driveway. And boy, she was turned up all morning.
Woo!
Yeah.
Do you think, can't she just call and get that car towed?
Oh, believe me, she was on the phone with the tow trucks, with the police. She was like a caged tiger, just pacing in the driveway, waiting for them to come back so that she could give them a piece of her mind. And I say, Nicole, you don't know who's crazy.
You can't confront people. We know enough about the news. Yeah. You can't do that.
You can't get in somebody's face and give them a piece of your mind.
There's a 50-50 chance that. Yeah, that's going to go horrible.
You'll be stabbed by a rusty screwdriver.
And this morning, I will say she did have to take the kids to school. But even if she has no place to go, boy.
Couldn't get out. You couldn't get out of the driveway. It was so blocked in.
No, you could have gotten out, but it would have, you know, I said, let me move the car. I'll do it. No, that's not what she wants. She's looking for the fight. Wants to get those juices going. Get into it.
Let her take out that frustration on a stranger, Rob. Don't let it stay bottled up. It'll end up being sprayed all over your face.
Boy, yeah. Oh, this is like the number one problem in the world right now of people partially blocking the driveway. It is an epidemic.
Is News AF?
Yes. Oh, that's News AF. I mean, really, she's... I mean, on the phone with the police about like calling it in. Citizen's arrest here coming up of a partially blocked driveway.
So it sounds like you're about to make the news, Rob.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on the news one day.
Are you going to be on the Facebook group AF news feed?
Yes. One day I will go from podcasting about News AF to being a story on News AF. when my wife is dragged away in a fist fight over people blocking the driveway.
Partially blocking the driveway.
Yes. Oh, boy. All right. Well,
a full block driveway, that would be infuriating.
That's insane.
It would be.
Yes. That's definitely like a full block driveway is definitely like get a crew of 20 dudes, lift the car up. And move it somewhere ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah,
maybe you could find a group of people on like Craigslist or Odd Jobs to like lift up the car and move it for you. Pays $5, 5 minutes of work. Need 20 guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many guys would you need to lift a car?
Depends how big the car was, I think.
Like a regular car.
Probably need like 4 me's and like 10 you's.
Yeah, 14 guys total.
No, 4 me's to move one car, 10 Tysons to move the same car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought that Danny was being self-deprecating. He was bragging.
No, I would never do that.
So, Danny, if you had four, so if there were 4 you's and there was a mid-sized sedan there, you think that the 4 you's could lift it by the front end and get it shifted around a little bit?
Well, first of all, the synergy in that situation is insane.
Yeah, that like, there is a lot of it's not like electricity. Insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like electricity. People like would lightning. Feel it walking by. We'd be the greatest team ever. Yeah, we could do it. No problem. The positive vibes going through the car. We would just use that alone could probably lift up the car. So, right. Yeah, no problem, Tyson.
Okay.
So 4 cynical Dannys makes an ultra positive lightning beam.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I do think this idea of the car news is going to be a big theme here in today's Halloween spooktacular News AF. So why don't we get into our top story at this hour? This one doesn't have anything to do with cars, but it's at least one Halloween themed story that we have to talk about. Are you guys going trick or treating today?
I was planning on it. Should I not?
Yep.
Well,
for a short time.
It's a good question in terms of how you're going to prepare yourself to go trick-or-treating, because there are some Florida parents who have come out and said that they are going to be packing heat this Halloween, Danny. Will you be
armed?
It can
get cold out there, and yes. So you're going to want some hand warmers in your pocket to occasionally warm your hands. So that's not a bad idea to pack heat.
Danny, will you be bringing any firearms with you out this Halloween?
Well, if I were to take a firearm out, it's more likely I'd end up shooting myself by accident than actually being able to defend myself.
Yeah.
Like I would probably shoot myself and then make myself an easy victim for the person I was trying to shoot.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a gift to them.
As the guy dressed as Donald Trump sexually harasses you after you've shot yourself.
That's always a possibility. Yes. Yes.
So yeah, that's most likely what would happen.
Well, in connection with the creepy clown sightings, that there are a number of concerned parents who are going to be arming themselves this Halloween, taking handguns with them out trick-or-treating in areas in which the creepy clowns have been spotted. One woman, Kimberly Kelsey, told FloridaToday.com that she will indeed be carrying a gun with her when she takes her boys trick-or-treating, Danny. Have you visited FloridaToday.com?
Not today.
No, and I haven't visited Florida in many years.
Yes.
But she's done all the clowns a favor by announcing she will be one of those people carrying a weapon.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Now they'll have her picture on their phone and they'll be like,
Yeah.
That's not her. Safe to scare that person.
So you can assume anybody dressed as Dog the Bounty Hunter in Florida, those guns will be real.
They are real guns. Yeah, there are some real guns out there. Also, another woman, her name was Pam Metz. She will not be taking a gun, but because she doesn't have one, she is going to be carrying a baseball bat with her, Tyson.
So is she dressing up as a baseball player? Like, are these weapons that they're carrying going to be incorporated into their costumes, or are they concealed?
Oh, I don't think they're concealed.
A bat might be hard.
No, you'd be a pirate with a wooden leg.
No, there's no concealed weapons. I think the idea is the unconcealed weapon. I think it's a preventative measure where you want to show off your weapons to the creepy clowns.
And here's a problem with the bat.
Yes.
It's the same problem with the gun. Like, unless I'm fully committed into doing a full-on zombie smash into somebody's head, which I don't know if I have that killer instinct, I'm going to do a half-hearted swing that some psycho clown easily grabs, and then now that bat that was going to be used to defend me turns me into the pinata and him the birthday boy.
Yeah.
It's just, I just don't feel like my best option is to run and leave my wife and children behind as a kind of like delay.
Lee, you can get out of there so that you can repopulate the earth in case it comes to that. You know, like, worst case scenario, you have to have sex with like the last 10 women on the planet who are also going to be fit.
But why in this scenario, though, there is no apocalyptic scenario here. It's just that I'm being threatened by somebody. And instead of taking a weapon that may be used against me because I've never used a weapon in aggression against someone else, I should just turn and run. That's my best weapon, is I can run not super fast, but for a really long time.
Yeah. So as long as he's not super fast either, and he's also can't run for a long time, then you'll have him beat.
Yeah. As long as they can't run a marathon at faster than a 6 minute mile, then I think I'm okay.
Well, and also they can't run a 200 in faster than 20 seconds.
Yeah. If there's some kind of like NFL player, Diamond Dunn.
Bolt. Yeah.
If they're concealing the weapons, I think if they wear a quarter in their ear to show that they're strapped, because that's street rules, then
a quarter in your ear.
Yeah. You never heard of that?
You put a coin in your ear to show people that you have a gun?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I would have been confused. I'd be like, hey, buddy.
I think that was old rules. I don't think they go by that anymore, but there
is that what it means if you have like one of those spacers in your ear that you have a gun?
No, that means that eventually you'll have a floppy vagina earlobe.
Oh, no. At what point, Danny, does it become more of a problem that people with guns and baseball bats are knocking on doors this afternoon?
I know that that's kind of terrifying. I mean, other people with guns that are holstered,
what's the bigger menace?
Really scare me.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's going to be hard to discern, like Tyson pointed out, between the real and the fake guns, the real and the fake bats, because I'm sure not all bats are meant for killing clowns, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's just going to add to the dangerous levels of Halloween.
I think when Louisville originally invented the bat, it was for clowns. And then they designed a whole game around the bats after that.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Hey, these bats are meant for hitting people.
They're clown smashing bats.
Yeah, these are clown smashing bats. What if we made a whole range of bats not for smashing people? We could reach a lot more people.
Yeah, let's design a game that doesn't include smashing clowns, because at the time, like back in the 1800s,
it was unpopular.
And clowns weren't, they were scary for the time, but if you looked back at an 1800s clown now, you would just laugh.
Yeah.
No, maybe. No, I don't think that's true.
You wouldn't laugh at him?
They're creepier.
Have you ever seen those pictures of old Halloween costumes?
No.
Every now and then there's been an article like, look at the Halloween costumes 100 years ago. They are truly terrifying. I suggest that you spend some time looking at old black and white pictures of people in costumes. They are, I mean, they make everything, you know, the slutty nurse would have no chance against these costumes in the past.
Okay.
That were made, you got to go back and look at them.
So what we should do to maybe strengthen our resolve or strengthen us for the guns that we're going to be seeing this Halloween, we should look at old Halloween costumes and thank God that we weren't trick or treating in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Okay.
At any point, have we become like are we all Negan at this point that we just walk around with baseball bats going door to door, say, hey, give me some of your free stuff? Like, I mean, trick or treat becomes menacing at the point that you're holding a baseball bat at somebody's doorstep, right?
Yeah, then it's not a fun thing anymore. It's like you're getting robbed.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Well, let's face it. It's like a light gray area robbery anyway. When kids say trick or treat, they're basically saying, give us a treat or we will trick you.
Or
like
you get a paper trick.
Or,
it's a threat.
So it is a threat. They're making it a threat when they get onto that doorstep.
Okay. So be on the lookout tonight, everybody. Be safe.
Yeah. And if you know, this could very well happen in Florida and other parts like Florida around the country, a purge scenario, get inside, lock it down.
Yeah.
If you have to, if you notice purging happening around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a documentary, I've seen that.
Have you guys ever heard about this? This is something my wife is also trying to pull today. Have you heard of this thing called the Switch Witch? Is this a made up thing?
What I is feel it? Like I've heard it, but I don't know what it is. I can't remember. Remind
me. Is it a sandwich?
No, it's not as good as a sandwich. My wife is saying that she is going, that the Switch Witch is coming today, and then she's going to switch out all of the kids' candy with a toy so they don't have all this candy. And I feel like that my son is having none of it, that he is very pumped up about candy. He's been telling me about Skittles all week long. And then my wife is going to be pulling this Switch Witch on him and then switching his candy with a toy at the end of the night. And I don't think that he is going to be excited about this at all.
Rob.
Yes.
Make sure you film it.
Yes. Yes. This is going to be like Jimmy Kimmel type stuff where he is going to be devastated when all of his candy is gone thanks to the Switch Witch.
Yeah. But you can win your child's love and affection at the expense of your significant other.
Sell her out.
Yeah.
As you start giving them the candy that disappeared.
Yes. Yes. When the unswitch bitch shows up and then fixes the problem. Okay.
One time I tried to melt all my candy into one single blob of chocolate candy. And just so everybody knows, that doesn't work. So don't take all the candy you get tonight and try and make a super candy.
I got a candy pizza 6 months ago.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great. Yeah,
thank you,
had one,
Kathy.
Too, Rob.
Yes, yes. I remember. I remember vividly. Although I just got a slice of a candy pizza. You got a whole pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I need a whole pie. I'm a growing boy.
All right.
Bulking phase.
Well, let's talk about some of these auto-related stories that we have this week. This is also in Florida. Taylor Martinez sends us a story about police are searching for a man who, after leaving a strip club, fell out of his moving truck, ran over his own legs, and then the truck, which was still in drive, continued onto a highway and crashed into this Florida duplex.
I wish I could have been there.
That's one hell of a night.
Hell of a night, dude.
Hell of a night. Yeah.
I wonder if that's against strip club, etiquette to get ran over in the parking lot by your own car.
Hello, this is 911. What's the emergency? Yeah, I got in my car. Both my legs are crushed. Well, how did that happen? Are you in pain? Yes. Is anybody hurt? Yes, I'm hurt. What happened? Who did this to you? Was it assault? I'd run over my own legs with my own car. Nobody else is out here. It's 2 a.m.
Well, he must be okay if he was able to evade the police. Yeah. I mean, it's also that they have his ID at the strip club, so they know exactly who this person is, that somehow he is on the lam with his legs run over by a truck.
Jesus. Well, sometimes those legs, you see cars roll over people sometimes, and they're like, are they okay? And they're like, yeah, for the time being, but the internal bleeding will eventually get them.
Yeah, that's possible. That there was footage of this captured by a surveillance camera. Somebody had like a home security system, which was able to capture all of these events before, where you could see the man sort of fall out of the car and then the car keep going before it crashes into this house.
So only the back of the car rolled over his legs.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds worse than it actually is. Yeah.
Yeah. The empty truck bed is probably the safest part to get run over with.
I guess so.
I can lift an empty truck bed by myself.
Now you'd probably need like 3 or 4 U's.
3 or 4
And how many Dannys?
Well, 2 Dannys.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
two positively charged Dannys.
Yeah. What a night, though. What a night for this man to not only have this exciting night at the strip club, but also all of the excitement of falling out of his own car. I mean, you have to be pretty drunk, I think, to fall out of your car while it's driving.
And then
driving.
Be an internet sensation on top of that.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe he could team up with Ken Bone. They could get something going.
Oh, like what? God.
What would they do?
I don't know.
Lift cars.
You go do used car sales commercial.
Yeah. Making cars great again.
Yeah. Ken, you can't use that. Why not?
Why not?
I don't know. You just can't. I can't figure it out. So this is a story. If we end up getting more about the whereabouts of this man, or if you know anything, please email the show tips@newsaf.news.
Yeah, maybe we could get him on the show. It'd be nice.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yeah.
I bet he'd have lots of great things to say.
Probably. All right. Well, let's keep going. We have so many car crash stories. Thankfully, nobody is seriously hurt in any of these stories. Let me introduce you to this woman that she was arrested in Texas this past week after she crashed her car into a police car as she was driving, attempting to take a topless selfie. Tyson,
good for her.
Yes, good for her. I mean that she was a freshman at Texas A&M. Her name is Miranda K. Rader, and she was taking topless selfies.
In case you want to look her up and Facebook friend her.
Yes, she was taking topless selfies on Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, a lot of these stories, we got to get them now while they're hot, because when the fully automated car comes,
yeah,
they're all going to disappear. All of this great material is going to go the way of the manual, you know, the manual car.
Yeah.
Or the Blockbuster video.
Yeah. Won't it be the heyday of the topless selfie at that point, Danny?
It'll be a heyday.
Yeah.
But nobody will be reporting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good.
That will be the topless selfie while driving generation.
Yes, the golden age
Gen
of topless selfie.
We got millennials. We got the internet generation. Yeah, this one is, that's what they're going to be called.
What about bottomless selfies?
Oh,
like
yeah.
You keep your shirt on, but you keep your socks on, but you take your pants off and take a selfie. Will that become a thing?
Probably.
Or is that even further in the future?
That's further in the future. That's as we evolve further as a species.
And we start to have the Ken Barbie fronts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we use laboratories to reproduce, so nobody needs any genitalia. So we just take pictures of our Ken Barbie smooth parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do when I get my self-driving car. I'm going to take the front seats out.
Why?
Go on. Tell us more.
Well, because then I can stretch my legs out in the back seat.
So you'll sit all the way in the back, sort of like a limo type setup.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and will you be selfieing as you're going along?
I don't do as many selfies as I should.
You know what? That lends itself to topless selfies, because now Tyson can get his arm really extended so that people can see his chestal region clear.
Yeah, clearly. You got to get the chestals in there.
Yeah. So
testicles.
I'm trying to recreate what this woman was going through. So she's driving, and then her top is off, and she's also selfieing at the same time. It feels like that this is a very complicated maneuver that she's trying to pull off here.
Sounds like she flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Now, Danny, do you think a guy could have done this?
I don't think this is, you know, a guy or a girl type of issue. I think this is a really complicated maneuver, and only professional selfie takers could probably execute it.
Yeah.
So you think she should have had a stunt double probably execute it for her?
Or she should have spent some time practicing in her driveway on a couple dry runs before trying it at high speed.
Yeah. Or in like a church parking lot or something.
Yeah.
On a weekday. Church parking lot on a weekday.
Yeah.
Not during worship.
Was she going to include the speed limit sign?
Yes, that was you're gonna include the miles per hour, I think, on
miles
the selfie
per hour,
also.
Yeah,
although that might
she
block
was?
Some of the topless selfie sweet spots.
Maybe it would have strategically blocked it and censored it. It could have been a smart move.
Yeah, what would be the ideal speed there, Danny, if you were going to try to strategically, like, would you want like 11 miles an hour?
Yeah, if you don't want to, 100 would be perfect.
Yeah,
because then you got the two zeros.
I don't know.
I always wonder when these types of things happen, What does the cop think when he goes up to the car and he finds this scenario? Like, what is her arm like broken in half?
Yeah.
With the phone still in her mangled hand.
Well, no, let me get.
She's not wearing anything up top.
So no, she got pulled over, right?
Yeah, no, let me give you the details.
She crashed into the car.
No, so that she was pulled over when she crashed into the patrol car, that she was braking hard. I guess the patrol car was, this is what I don't understand. So that the police officer asked her why she was not dressed while driving. And she said that she was taking a Snapchat photo to send her boyfriend while she was at the red light. And then she was attempting to put her bra back on when he got into her car.
Interesting.
When the police officer got to the car. Yeah. So
here's the thing. When the police officer rolled up, he's super uncomfortable because he doesn't want to be the guy that's like, oh, the cop was just like totally perving on this girl after
right.
she did this. So
yeah.
He's probably like, can you just get out of here? And we won't make a big deal out of this. And he's like, my car won't start. And everybody, there's a bunch of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's we gotta do something now.
Well, why didn't she use the rearview mirror to angle the picture? Maybe that would be safer. You know, you take the picture of the rearview mirror is pointing down at your regions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a safe alternative, just so the, you know, those people out there who are thinking about doing it.
Well, some more information about this story. The 20-year-old woman was also drunk while she was doing this. I'm not sure if that came through in the initial telling of the story. I think it was probably just assumed.
We all just assume that's the case.
Yeah, she had an open bottle of wine in her car.
She just likes to relax.
Yeah. I mean,
just to mellow out, dude.
Yeah, that's heavy duty drinking also. It's not like she's at a party. She's like, all right, let me take this bottle of wine and give a selfie going. I mean, that's intense. I think that the corkage of a bottle of wine to take it with you.
Yeah. So do you think where was this? Was this in Florida?
Texas A&M.
Texas. Okay,
yeah.
That's close enough to Florida.
Yes. So
but yeah, I mean, I think on one hand, we should definitely warn people not to do this. But on the other hand, we should commend her for attempting to do it. And is her boyfriend the guy that ran over himself?
Oh, maybe he was trying to take a bottomless selfie in his car in Florida.
Yeah.
And he was trying to like get his pants off. And that's how he fell out of the car.
Saw the picture.
Door popped just open.
Like, yeah.
Whoa. It fell out of his truck.
He got all worked up at the strip club and he was taking his pants off while he was driving. And then, that would make so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how all these stories tie into each other.
We think we cracked
another
this case.
Another case solved. Yeah.
File this one away. All right.
It's no longer in the, what do they call it when they can't solve a case?
Yeah. It's a cold case now. We'll just put that away. Also, one other story about a place in, this was in Melbourne, a site of many spider attacks. Stephen Wolf sends us a story about a Toyota Camry that was crashed into a tree for some time, became a landmark as someone painted it entirely gold.
Beautiful idea.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
I love the idea. I mean, I would help paint it, but there's no way I would paint the whole thing. But if I had like 30 friends that are like, let's each buy 2 cans of spray paint and get this whole thing painted gold, completely gold. So that in the morning, when people see it, it's solid gold.
Yeah.
I love it.
I wish I had the picture of it. Did you see the picture on this on the site? That I missed
yeah,
it for
great.
The for our screen here on News AF. Yeah, but it looks good.
Yeah.
I might just
really
crash
good.
My truck into some object and hope that somebody paints it because it has a lot of rust starting to show.
Yeah.
So this would actually be an improvement.
So the entire car is spray painted gold. The tree is not. Danny, was this a missed opportunity? Should they have painted the tree gold also?
No. I think what would have been cool is if they had painted the car in such a way where you couldn't tell that it was actually, looked like it was part of the tree. It didn't look like a car anymore. You know how people like paint themselves?
Bark. Oh, yeah.
You know how people paint themselves so they kind of disappear in the environment?
Yes.
Have you ever seen those? Yeah, they should have done that with the car.
Like a chameleon.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Tyson,
they could have painted it like the background at all viewing angles. So it just looks like a continuation of like the sky and the grass mm-hmm. and stuff like that. There's a lot of different ways you could go. I like the gold. because then it's art.
It is artistic. Now, Tyson, is this a way that other people could beautify their cities? Should they be spraying all of the litter and disrepair solid gold?
It's a novel idea to spray paint things around the city. And I think that this kid is onto something. You know, I think it doesn't necessarily have to be garbage. You could even extend it so far as like walls and underpasses and bridges, sides of buildings could be a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy's a real pioneer in what you can do with spray paint. It's no longer for utility purposes only.
Yeah. This could be like the new Banksy thing to do of basically just instead of graffiti, just you see something that's dirty or ugly, just paint it. Just paint it all one color.
But not people.
Not people.
Don't.
I mean, you could do like body paint.
Maybe.
I guess so.
I don't think it's a great idea. I mean, plus spray paint can't be cheap, right? And then what are they going to spray paint the cans that they use to spray paint the garbage with?
Right. When you throw it away. Yeah, that's a good point.
It just gets out of hand.
So, all right. Well,
so we're not going to go to the landfill and spray paint all the garbage.
Oh, that would be a good idea. If you went to the landfill and then spray painted the whole landfill solid gold, I think that would probably be more attractive.
Yeah. But wouldn't you be creating more garbage?
Yeah, because then you have to spray paint all the cans you use to spray paint the landfill.
Oh my God, a never ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. Cycle of paint. And then you're high AF from all the spray paint you've been spraying.
All right. Well, then you're not worried anymore.
Okay. Here's what we're doing. Let's open a gold spray paint can factory.
Yes.
Because this is the future. We're at it. We're at the future before everyone else is.
We're at the future.
As usual.
Yeah. And Tyson, you know, eventually in the future, that the dollar is going to be worthless and all of the currency is going to be gold paint.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Return to the gold standard in a way.
Yes. Yes. The galactic gold paint mines are going to open up and then we're all just going to be, you know, trying to, you know, find more gold paint.
Think how beautiful the earth will be completely covered in gold.
Yeah. All right.
Utopia.
Tyson, this is a little bit of a throwback from way back when we first started in the early days of our podcasting together, talking about different flavors of chips that we're going to be put out there. Pringles has announced that they have some new chip that they're coming out with that are going to be cookie flavored, but there's a lot of confusion as to what these are actually going to be. Are they going to be cookies that taste like chips or chips that taste like cookies, Tyson?
I think they're going to be chips that taste like cookies, and we've seen it done before and it's not great.
Really? Well, who's done this before?
You've never had a sweet potato chip?
I've had a sweet potato chip.
Like there's that mocha one?
A mocha sweet potato chip.
Well, not a sweet potato, as in a sweet potato chip. A regular potato chip sweetened with sugar and sweet flavorings.
Hmm.
So they had like a coffee flavored one. And then they had a cinnamon sugary one. Somebody did one of those. But no, I mean,
no.
People will buy them for the novelty of them, but they're not delicious. If they were, they'd already be chips.
Oh.
Fingernail polish that smells like KFC makes more sense than this.
Yeah.
Why do you say that, Danny?
Okay. Taste and texture. They're important that they go together, that they flow seamlessly together. If you go to bite into a chip and it tastes like a cookie, that's a violation of taste protocol within your brain.
Yeah.
And so it goes against everything we've learned growing up. That's not what a cookie should taste like or feel like when it goes into my mouth.
The cookie flavors or the chip flavors, they've got pecan pie, sugar cookie, and salted caramel. I mean, the salted caramel, Tyson, at least sounds like that could be a chip.
Because it's got some salt on it.
Yeah.
But you know what's even better than salted caramel flavored Pringles? Salted caramel.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So just eat that?
No, it's better than a sugar cookie Pringle. A regular sugar cookie.
Yes. Yeah. So you say just get sugar cookies. Don't even bother with the Pringles.
Yeah. I mean, much like rock and roll, there's never going to be any songs that are better than the songs created in the 1970s.
Yes.
There's no potato chip flavors that will be better than the ones invented in the 90s. Is that when the peak of potato chip flavors?
What about tempura bacon?
That's when potato chips peaked?
That's tempura bacon would have been great. It would have been something that would have replaced the regular kettle corn or kettle chips. No, kettle chips are the peak of chip progress.
Yeah.
Look, if we're just going to flavor other things however we want to flavor them, we might as well just be drinking flavored sludge. Right. If texture doesn't matter and previous eating,
they already have that. That's already the future. Yeah. Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. Yeah, they make it, except for supposedly the Soylent bars make people puke.
People are getting sick, I read.
Yeah. But I mean, really, that's what we're headed to. If it doesn't matter anymore, if anything can taste like anything and have the texture of anything, then let's just start making that goop and squeeze it into our mouths.
You're up for the goop?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, if we're going to...
Rachel's already buying up all the goop, right, Pringles? Tyson?
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah.
We're stockpiling because we know that it's going to be a hot thing here soon. Yeah, the other thing, too, is
that what the moon dust is?
Why are you trying... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to disguise and hide the flavor of a potato chip? Because that's one of life's little pleasures.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it a holiday thing? Is this? It looks like the packaging is like a sweater.
It doesn't really matter because Pringles got it wrong.
They got it wrong,
yeah. And they got it wrong, and they're still going to turn a profit
this
on us.
This is a form of culinary appropriation. They're just stealing another type of food's idea and incorporate it into their own little thing.
Yeah,
but in a country where people are voting for Donald Trump, it's not surprising that they're going to sell 10 trillion of these potato chips.
Hey, don't get political, Tyson.
I don't think they're going to sell 10 trillion of these. How many people out there? I mean, maybe people who have suffered a head injury that doesn't allow them to taste food anymore. They'll probably be the only ones buying this.
Really? You don't think that people, Florida citizens who have won the lottery, you don't think they're going to invest heavily into this?
No, I'm saying now, I don't think it's going to be a hit.
Okay. You heard it here first. Danny was right about Ken Bone's topple from grace.
Yeah.
Finally, after 37 years, I got something right.
Got something right. I think it's going to be a thing. I think that people will have these at holiday parties.
Yeah. As a novelty thing, like, hey, taste this. And then here's the dog poop flavored Jelly Bellies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure.
And then here's that cookie dough beer to wash it down.
Yeah. Glug.
Yeah.
That was gross.
That's some grass soda. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some grass soda.
I dare you to eat one of these chips. I can't finish the whole thing. Okay. Next guy. Yeah.
All right.
That's what it's going to be. They're going to be like, oh, those are interesting. Oh, they have the crunch of a Pringle, but they don't taste like the original Pringles, which is the only Pringle worth purchasing.
Yeah. You like Pringles in general, Tyson?
I love the originals.
Yeah. Once you
some
pop.
Of the flavored ones are okay, but yeah, the original Pringle is like, that's a iconic flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it not?
It's an iconic flavor, an iconic can.
That's what they should be doing. They should be doing like Pringled flavor Oreos.
They should be shooting Pringles into space so that when extraterrestrial come, you know, they come across, they realize the taste we like on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, instead of sending these messages about like who we are, just send the Pringles chips. It says everything.
They should be putting other foods in a Pringles can. I think that's all that people like with the Pringles. They should put a sleeve of cookies in a Pringles can.
Yeah, it's got the chip condom.
Here you go. It's a can. It's a Pringles can of cookies.
Yeah. Well, the thing is when you send it to the aliens, because Pringles right now, we've developed the Pringle to such perfection that our technology can't improve upon it.
It can't.
But the aliens could maybe, if they had this and they're like, this is what the humans like, but here's a few things that would make it a little bit better.
Right.
Then they bring it to us as a peace offering. We taste it, jizz our brains out everywhere because it's so delicious.
Yeah.
And then they control us.
Or we give the aliens a great idea how to package humans for long-term galactic space travel as they Pringles snack can. On us.
Yeah.
In like gigantic human-shaped Pringles can.
Okay, now, yeah.
Danny, is it such a hot idea to be sending the aliens both chips, especially salted caramel chips? Isn't that just going to only pique their taste for more salt?
We're not sending these chips in the next, you know, Voyager-like satellite mission. We're sending the original.
The original Pringles.
The original Pringles. Okay. I just think you're going to be sending more humans out to the galactic salt mines once you get these aliens eating
chips.
Give them
a taste for salt.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, Jesus. This is where it starts. Then they're going to be like, we've never had this flavor before. we need some salt. And then they go from asteroid to asteroid to asteroid trying to match this flavor. They find it on one of those giant asteroids that has gold and all that worthless shit in it because they don't care about that. They just want the flavor mineral salt. Mm-hmm. But they can't work in those mines.
Yeah.
Aliens don't do manual labor.
Right.
Ooh. Naturally.
That's right. Ooh. And once they get the human flavored Pringles going, then it's really all over. Danny.
Game over, dude. They put you in the galactic salt mines till naturally you are flavored like salt.
Flavor soaked. Although humans would, I think we turn into more of like a raisin. We would be like salted raisins.
Beef jerky. Human jerky, dude.
Human jerky.
Oh my God. Have you ever seen like that lady at that 90-year-old lady at the beach with like, it looks like she's wearing a leather suit on, but it's actually her skin.
She's all pre-jerked.
We'll all look like that.
Wow.
Yeah. We're all going to look like that.
All right. Let's try to switch gears a little bit to something that a little more optimistic, that there is a new list that came out. This is from Effie Tesler emailed us this list. But CBS News has a report of the list of the most creative sick day excuses people have come up with, according to Career Builder. Tyson, do you have any good sick day excuses?
Yeah. My dad, who's my boss,
yes,
calls me 3 days later. Hey, are you coming into work today? And I was like, no. And I also didn't come in the last few days either.
Yes.
I don't hear the excuse.
Yeah. FYI, I didn't come in the other days either because I was sleeping in and playing with Bergen. And then by the time I thought about coming to work, it was already 11 a.m. So it's like too late.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's not really creative. That's just like, you know, you just had an excuse.
That's just honesty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Excuse wise, let me think of the last time I had an excuse as to why I couldn't work.
Yes.
I think I'm pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
About skipping work. One of my first jobs that was not provided by my father, I worked at a grocery store as a night stalker. It's not what it sounds like.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And after a few hours, I went to my boss and was like, bro, I can't work here anymore. And he's like, why not? I was like, because my manager, who's above me, is like 40, lives with his parents, and on his days off, goes to the library because they have air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not where I want to be when I'm 40. So I feel like I just need to stop right now before I get too deep into this shit.
Yeah. So your career stalking come to an early end.
Very short lived.
Yes. Short lived stalking career. So this is what people are saying, according to Career Builder, some of the excuses that were used. Somebody said the ozone in the air flattened their tires, Danny.
Okay, is that one a thing? I don't understand what that one is. You're fired is the return text on that one. Next.
Yes.
Oh, this is interesting. The police raided the employee's home and blocked them in. Oh, this would really drive my wife nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the police would be right there for her to complain to.
Yeah. Yes, I guess so. Okay, can I talk to a policeman? That's my response as the boss. Yeah.
She dials 911 and the guy that she's in a yelling fight with answers his phone.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello, emergency services.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody said that the employee said they had to be the pallbearer at the funeral of his wife's cousin's pet.
Bring me the animal's corpse or else you're fired.
Yeah.
Since you're already holding it. I don't know how many pallbearers there are.
A picture of the animal with you, selfie in it. Like, yo.
Yeah, funeral selfies are hot right now.
Are they?
Real hot.
Yeah. Hotter than topless driving selfies?
Actually, yes. I see more articles about funeral selfies than I do topless drunk driving Snapchats.
I mean, are pet funerals a thing?
Oh, I'm sure they are. And I'm sure they're going to become more of a thing. So get ready to go to those as well.
Oh, my God.
I can barely go to human funerals, let alone.
And they have pallbearers at pet funerals?
Yeah, it seems like you would just need one.
Right.
Mean, unless it was like a horse. You know, a horse. A horse would need several. Maybe five me's or six max.
Yes. Here's one that the one employee said they were unable to get to work because they were bowling the game of their life, Tyson.
Okay. Well, in that case, Tyson loves bowling. I'll speak for him now because he's probably gone to the potty. You're hired and I'm going to give you a raise because I also love bowling.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, I was working on a perfect bowling game and you wanted me to walk away from that. I've waited my whole life to get to this point where I have a perfect score in a bowling game.
Yeah, it's insane. That person has a legitimate excuse.
Yeah, that's the best excuse, dude. If I had a perfect bowling game, was like two strikes away from a perfect bowling game. You got, like, I've seen guys that have gotten close to 300 or they've been on the cusp right there.
Yeah.
You have to take your time at that point.
Got to slow it down.
You have to slow it down, dude.
Yeah.
You have to relax. You have to get in the same frame of mind as how you bowled the other 10 or 12 strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's where the phrase slow your roll comes from.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's a dance club term now. Is you're like, yo, baby, slow your roll.
Yeah, but it started in the bowling alley.
It started in the bowling, yeah, the bowling leagues.
Okay, that's a good one, Rob.
Yeah.
Go on.
How about this one? Traumatic stress from a large spider found in the employee's home. She had to stay home to deal with the spider. You buying that?
Where is this, Australia?
No, I'm not sure if it was in Australia.
No, I mean, if this was an excuse coming from an Australian, I might be okay with that if I was the boss.
Yeah.
Really? Because wouldn't you be like, yeah, you know what? Everybody else has giant spiders in their house, too.
And they made it here
today.
Yeah.
Okay. But she's an expat. She's just moved from the U.S. to Australia. I could see a scenario where this excuse is actually legitimate. She's the first time she's ever encountered a huntsman spider.
Yeah. But why is taking the whole day off? In that moment when you encountered a huntsman spider, wouldn't you want as many people around you as possible? You would be getting to the office.
It could be having babies in your house, though.
Yeah. Or you soiled your pants when you
want to watch spiders have babies.
You have.
Yeah.
Well, why do humans want to watch spiders make babies?
It's just an activity humans enjoy viewing.
Okay.
And finally, somebody claimed that they were bitten by a duck, Tyson.
Bitten by a duck?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Rabies shot.
Yeah. Well, I was like, ducks don't even have teeth. They couldn't even break the skin, probably.
No, I think they look like they snap.
Yeah, they're definitely, we're going to get some viewers that are like, Tyson, ducks have little micro teeth on the insides of their beaks. And also, they can break the skin if they scratch.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get bit by a duck. I guess it depends on where you got bit by the duck.
Okay, so would you rather get duck bit by a dog on the balls?
Yeah.
Or nipped by a duck on like your calf?
Nipped by a duck on my calf. Not close.
Okay.
Okay. How is that a good comparison?
Okay, here we go. Well, he said he didn't want to get bit by a duck. And I was like, well, it's not that bad compared to some other bites.
I guess I mean, it's better than being bit by a shark on my head, I guess.
Danny.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you rather be bit by one of your children on your underarm?
Okay.
Like armpit?
Or,
yeah.
Yep. Not armpit, like you're under your bicep.
Flabby part of the arm. Yeah. Yes.
The most tender part of your arm right there.
Yes.
Or would you rather be nipped by a duck on your foot with a shoe on?
Wow, Tyson. That's a really hard one.
See? I'm saying nipped by a duck is not bad.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. What I'll do, though, for you, Tyson, is I'll get a duck. Or maybe we should go down and put some bread on your pinky finger.
Okay.
And lure a duck to come out and bite it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually do think they have teeth. Like, because if you think about it, they're grabbing. They're eating grass.
But they eat like a fish. Underwater. They swallow it whole, right?
No.
Yeah, they
no.
just chug that mofo down whole.
First of all, there's different kinds of ducks. There are ducks that eat fish, but most of the ducks that you think of, those picturesque ducks, they eat like a grass under the water.
Yeah.
So it depends on the duck, but some do have like teeth. And if they were to like bite you on the wang, it would not be pleasant.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned wang bite.
Yeah. according to ecology.about.com.
Sounds legit.
Yes. Like many other species of birds, ducks do not have any actual teeth, but they do have rows of thin bristles in their mouths that help them scoop and filter nutrient particles out of the water. The bristles aren't teeth, but they sure do look like them.
Okay. A pleasant bristling.
So now that we know what a duck teeth looks like, what do duck penises look like?
All right.
Oh, they're corkscrews. They are not pleasant, guys.
Danny's seen them. Danny sees them a lot.
You see a lot of duck genitals?
A person sent to me a duck breeding video, and I would encourage nobody go out and search this video, because how ducks breed is so violent, it is terrifying. It honestly feels like it's an alien species. Yeah, I'm sure duckbreeding.about.about.about.com.
Okay.
All right.
But don't do it.
All right, let's not do it.
Tyson, you talked about somebody who won the lottery and they might be spending all of their money on Pringles. Well, this woman in North Carolina, Glenda Blackwell, she won $1 million in the lotto, but that was not her intention, because in this story sent to us by Catherine Margaret, the woman bought a lottery ticket in order to prove to her husband that a lottery ticket is a waste of money.
Yeah.
Out of spite.
Yeah, she bought it out of spite, and then she won. That's a lesson for everybody. And you know who created that? Probably Satan.
Satan, yes.
Yeah, so like, here's the thing, because she's like, I wanted to teach everybody that gambling is wrong. And then guess what? I won $1 million. So maybe the lesson is gambling is
right.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right on this. That so this was her effort to go out there. All she wanted to do was to prove to her husband that he's wrong and she's right. And she said, you idiot, look at you. You waste this money. And now I got you a lottery ticket just to prove to you how stupid you are. And now she will never, ever hear the end of this story ever again. She's never allowed to ever be right about anything ever again. Every argument they ever have is going to go back. Oh, you mean like the time that you said lottery tickets were a waste of money and then we won $1 million?
Here's another idea. Okay. This is what I'm thinking happened. She's probably from somewhere where it's a heavy Baptist community. I don't know. They're probably anti-gambling, right?
We'll go with it.
And her husband like sneak away and buy tickets all the time. And she finally wins and the press is there and she's like, oh crap, this is going to ruin my reputation because gambling is a sin, is the highest sin. Mm. And because, you know, in Ten Commandments, it's like, thou shalt not gamble for your greater good. And she makes up this story and throws her husband so far under the bus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's excommunicated. He's out. She is lifted on a pedestal and expected to donate all that money to Joel Osteen or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you have it, guys.
Yeah. Wow. How much of that money, if this is not as Tyson describes, is going to be spent on future lottery ticket purchases, Danny?
I was with a friend once in California and he bought a ticket. And he won $500. And as he cashed it in, the guy at the register said that's the most anyone has ever won that he had seen. Now, that should have been an indication to my friend to not buy any more tickets. Guess how much of that $500 he spent on more tickets?
All of it immediately.
Almost all of it. Maybe $450. And so I think that on a larger scale, that could be a lesson for Glenda.
Yeah.
I think that there's a good chance she'll take at least $900,000. And spend it all on lotto tickets.
Tyson, do you play any scratch-offs?
They don't have them available in Utah.
That's probably a good thing for you.
Yeah, it's a great... Well, maybe it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bad thing for me.
I guess so. Yeah.
So I... But when the Powerball gets really high, or the Mega Millions gets really high, I'll try and make a special trip.
Yeah.
To go buy some of those tickets. Because it's just like, even... though you know you're probably not going to win, like the couple days of daydreaming about what you're going to do with $1.3 billion is almost worth like the $10 you spent on tickets. To just like sit there and be like, and then I'd hire a private jet. I wouldn't buy one because that's too large of an expense on a yearly basis, especially when you can just, you know, hire one out to fly you when you need to go places. Like, I'm making decisions like that in my mind that I'm like, financially, I think it would make sense more to just spend, you know, $50,000 here and there to fly places than it would be to operate an entire private jet and have one in your fleet.
Tyson's fantasy. Now we know. what he dreams about.
Yeah. So okay. I think that it's not bad if you have the extra money and all of that. Well, some of that goes to education systems in the state you purchase, right? That's what they tell us.
Allegedly.
And it's like, allegedly, if I can pay $10 to make some idiot's kid a little more intelligent, then why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah. Are scratch-offs the slots of the lotto system, Tyson?
No, because they're all the slots of the lotto system. They're all this under the same category, which is 100%
chance. 100%
chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard you say before that more slots are not 100% chance.
There is more sound strategies to slots actually than there is to scratch offs.
Are you going
to
write a book on slot strategy?
Listen, the slot strategy is simple. You walk around, you find popular machines or semi-popular machines. You put enough money in them that you can hit the button, hit the max bet like 40 or 50 times. The second you hit the special and come up above your initial investment, you cash out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go on to the next one. I mean, you'll go on runs where it's bad, but you'll go on runs where it's good. And, you know, it's feeling, a lot of it's just like the spirit of the Lord telling you, leading you through the casino. And
you should create some kind of divining rod for the made out of like nickels. That guides you to the best machine.
Made out of rolls of nickels, you think?
Yeah, in a Pringles can.
Okay, yeah. Well, nobody uses nickels for anything anymore, so I bet that'd be easy to get my hands on them.
Yeah, you get a bunch of them.
So, because then the divining rod, it's like, well, if you tear it down into nickels, it's worth about $800 worth of nickels. But
how many Dannys would you need to carry that?
Did two. One holding each shaft of nickels.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny would be two hand in each shaft of nickels.
Double fisting. Yeah.
Fisting that.
All right. Let's do one more story this week where we have finally a man in the Ukraine has changed his name to get a free iPhone 7. He has legally changed his name to iPhone 7.
Pretty cool. Sounds but cool. When the 7S or the 8 comes out, he's going to be outdated.
Yeah, he will. It'll be a very old fashioned name in a couple of years when his name is iPhone 7.
Yeah. And his like girlfriend Jerry. Dumps him.
Yeah. She dumps him for like, iPhone 7S.
Yeah. More like Amos or Abraham or Moses or something like that. Like a biblical name. All of a sudden it's just like, wow, that guy's old. And imagine in the future, like 50 years in the future, when they're like, this is iPhone 7. And they're like, they went that low.
Yeah.
Like people in 50 years from now won't even though they're all numbers based and they're like on the iPhone 62S, they'll be like, wait, what? It started at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and we just called it the iPhone. There wasn't even a 1 attached to it until the iPhone 2 came out.
They didn't even do iPhone 1 or 2, I don't think. I feel like that they started with like 3 or 4.
The thing is, it's not really that unusual for people to name like after, remember Pokemon characters, or it's just what it's like on the same level as that. There's something that's popular and people go out and name their kids after the most popular thing at that time.
So you think iPhone will be a more popular name as the iPhone continues to grow in popularity?
Well, no, what I'm trying to say is that
names like Eileen probably will.
Yeah. So, or like Siri, maybe there'll be more Siris walking around.
Yeah. Only Tom Cruise.
iRob.
Yeah.
What if everybody just puts an I in front of their names now? So it's like, my name's iRob and I'm iDanny and I'm iTyson.
Yeah. The iDanny.
Isaac.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea, Tyson. You might want to consider that for your second, third, fourth, and fifth kid.
Well, I could probably still just have Bergen's name changed to iBergen.
iBergen. I like it.
I would recommend that.
Now,
it's a lowercase I and then a capital B.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Now, this guy who changed his name to iPhone 7. Now, this is like they really hit the jackpot with this guy, like a clean cut, good looking millennial guy. I mean, what would have happened if like homeless 76-year-old town drunk wanted to become iPhone 7. Would they have let him, or would they have said, no, we're going to pass on you becoming iPhone 7?
Probably. Discriminate against ugly homeless people. That doesn't sound right. Yeah, but charging your name only costs $2.
That's it?
$2 in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Probably just mail in some kind of form.
And is so that you can two get, U.S. mean, dollars or two Ukrainian goulashes or whatever?
It says two U.S. dollars. He also says that he's going to change it back if he has any children.
Yes, because you wouldn't want your dad's name to be iPhone 7.
No. Well, what was that one dad's name? You were in the U.K., like Mr. McBurger?
Yes.
Cheeseburger or something?
Yeah. Bacon, double bacon cheeseburger?
Double bacon cheeseburger. What's, you know, is he going to change it when he has kids, or is his kids going to be like the junior bacon cheeseburger?
He's going to change it to iPhone 8.
Actually, think, yeah, that's a good idea. The kid could get the update.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. All the kids could come named up after the phones, or maybe do this. Maybe name your kid iPhone 8 before it happens. And then when the iPhone's like, here's the iPhone 8, be like, boom. No. You're not going to steal our name.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. And be like, well, give me $1 million or I'll kill this kid.
Yeah.
And I'll give your iPhone 8 a bad name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just continue, or I'll have this kid continue to commit crimes so that constantly you're in the press for bad press. Yeah.
And put it in the public.
Yeah. And then also that this guy is very lucky he did not change his name to Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
He spontaneously combusted. Is that?
You would think so, right?
Oh, by the way, there was a story I wanted to share about the Samsung.
Is this in the bolt hole or is this good?
No, this is an old story. Samsung was upset because someone on Grand Theft Auto had created a mod where instead of planting bombs onto things, you put Samsung phones onto objects and then they would explode later when you pushed a button.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Danny, that's a great segue into Danny's corner, a.k.a. Danny's bolt hole. Danny, do you have any stories you want to share with us this week?
Oh my gosh, I've got great stories, and they're all think pieces. They're going to really make you guys question what it is you believe, and especially about the future of sex and VR.
Ooh, is who's singing the intro song this time?
Well, let's do it at the same time and just guess what we're going to sing.
Okay,
ready?
All set. Three of us.
No, it's just you and I. Rob never sings. He only does trumpet. Maybe give us a little trumpet, Rob.
Give us some mouth trumpet so that we have a beat.
Okay. Ready, Tyson? One, two, three.
Wait, is Rob going to give us the beat to sing to so at least we're on the same tune?
All right, go, Rob.
All right. Here we go. One, two, three.
Come on it's in. Danny's it's a surprise. Danny's boat hole. What did you see? Danny's open your eyes. It's Danny's boat hole. Danny's maybe you need hole. Some more time in Danny's boat hole.
It's Danny's boat hole.
It always ends with a meow. We're done.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That was
Rob,
beautiful.
You were so good at that.
Oh, my God.
By the way.
People like, who aren't watching the video think you're playing the real trumpet.
Real trumpet.
You need to take that to the street. Stand up on like a crate. And then
I bet you could give a mean rusty trombone. Dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, guys. First story is actually not related to rusty trombones, but it is kind of.
Okay.
There was a woman who was sexually assaulted in virtual reality. She was playing the game and it was a zombie killing game. And she was playing it at her brother or brother-in-law's house. And there was another person in the game with her, not at the same house. And all of a sudden, the guy stopped playing the zombie game and just came over and started virtually groping her.
Oh, no.
The reason I find this, at first I thought that's kind of crazy, but then I actually thought about it. And if you thought you were in a virtual reality situation, this would truly be a virtual violation. Like, it would feel, don't you think it would feel wrong? Like, I tried to put myself in her place, and I'm like, that's actually a good issue that nobody's brought up about VR yet. yeah. is virtual violation.
Well, do you know if everybody there is another person in the virtual reality?
Yeah, so she knew, because the only way to get in the game is to have the VR set up. And so it is somebody. And they're coming over, and like, if Tyson was playing, someone came over, started just groping his junk.
Right.
You know, Tyson might feel violated. He tries to run away. It could be a scary scenario.
So how are they doing this with, so they have the VR on, they enter this like chat room style virtual reality, like game where it's like Second Life or something.
And what's the name of this again, Danny?
You know, the name of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me find it.
And do each of them have to have a power glove on each hand?
Yeah, in the picture. Oh, it's called Quiver.
Quiver. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that with played on with two V's?
With just one. Quivr on her brother-in-law's HTC Vive VR system.
Okay. Okay. Yep. I've put one of those on me before.
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened? Were you violating?
I was standing on the deck of a sunken ship. And I watched a whale swim past me.
And Whoa. Then a dolphin came up and started violating you with its blowhole?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this game, and the woman felt like that she had been violated by another person that was playing.
Yeah, who just stopped playing. He's like, no, I'm not going to play the game. This is exciting. I'm going to come over and just start groping. Look at my hands. Like that.
Right? Yeah.
Which is and then what happened? What she saw. She said that she felt violated, and I think she quit the game.
Wow.
So, I mean, I actually thought about this, and at first I'm like, yeah, that's a weird story, but no. We should test it out on Tyson, see how violated he feels.
Yeah, but it's also weird because I feel like this is what I'm thinking. Like, with the VR headsets and my limited experience with them, if you look down at your body, you don't even see really anything.
Mm-hmm.
So all she's seeing is like this computer generated dude. That's obviously a computer generated dude
with a great imagination
going up to her computer generated dude. And all she sees is this guy going like this. So maybe he's just casting a spell at her.
Yeah. He's a Wiccan.
Yeah.
Like,
do they kick this guy out of the game now?
It sounds like she just left. I don't know how much moderation they have on these types of things, but the real question is that in the future, that is actually a problem as we start to have full VR bodies, you know, our own avatars are going out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're sleeping in capsules.
Well, and slapping butts in virtual reality. Like I said, a think piece.
Yeah. This guy better not ever run for virtual president. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Are they going to have a virtual baby?
Hot water.
That is a good, is a virtual baby in the cards for this?
No.
I don't know. I'll look into it, but let's move on, guys. And this is conspiratorial stuff that I'm about to tell you right now.
Oh, good. Good.
The closed door button on your elevator is a scam.
It's a scam.
Doesn't work.
No, why not?
Manufacturers revealed the button makes no difference.
It just makes people feel better.
In my heart, I've always kind of known that's true.
Always known it's true.
Yeah, I'm like, this person's coming. Quick, shut the door. Shut the door. They always get in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like somebody needs to pay for this
class action lawsuit.
Deceit.
I feel like it's the same thing with that button to cross the street. Like, I don't think it makes the light
change. That was the next part of the story.
Yeah.
They also pointed out that those do not work as well. They're meant to calm people and give them a sense of control.
Okay, guys.
Can you believe we're being manipulated like this?
Yeah. No, some of them do work. So here's the thing. I know that some elevator buttons do work. Like, I've been places where I'm like, this elevator button closed door thing works. Like at big nice hotels, Tyson, with many, many elevators, those closed door buttons do work.
Okay, they're saying that not all elevators don't work, just some of the newest models. So,
and then the crosswalk ones, some of them work because you'll stand there and you won't ever be given the 20-second countdown. But then when you push the button, it does give you the 20-second countdown.
Again, they're not saying all crosswalk buttons don't work. They're just saying that a large proportion of them do not.
Okay.
So they had to have some work, or else the whole thing would be thrown out of whack. Everyone would know it didn't work. People wouldn't be pushing the buttons. But if every now and then you hit a button that does work,
Yeah.
Like in this figure, they figure out of the 3,250 crosswalk buttons, 2,500 of them were replaced with mechanical placebos.
Well, we need some investigative reporting on this.
Oh, that's not all, Rob. Thermostats in offices do not work.
What?
Yeah, meaning that the ones that employees have access to are decoys to give them a sense of control.
Yeah, wow. As the CEO is in there cranking that shit up.
Yeah, dude. You light think a little the CEO fire is going to let you pick the temperature? Dude, he didn't go to Harvard Business School so that you could just push a button and determine the temperature.
Well, he doesn't get paid $65 million a year just to not know that you need to be working at an optimal 71 degrees.
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what, Mr. Boss Man? I won't be in today. A duck just bit me on the calf. So you can take your fake temperature and put it where the sun don't shine.
I like
it. A sick day. Yeah.
That's a great excuse.
The office cold. All right. Yeah. How about that?
Socking it to the man, Bob.
A cold drug like bust is blocking my driveway. Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to come in, but I can't.
I won't be
in. A car is partially parked over your driveway. You have a legitimate excuse, Rob.
That's
you can't
a legitimate
come in
excuse.
Because some dude's parked over your driveway.
Yeah.
Partially.
Partially.
Right. Well, so much fun stuff today on News AF. Halloween edition, tips at newsaf.news, of course. You can send us your submissions all week long. And the great News AF intern, Lita, and also Survivor blogger on robisthewebsite.com, NewsAF intern Lita, that she is always compiling the best stories every single week for us to talk about with you. Very exciting. As we are entering year two of NewsAF.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is
year two.
A great intrepid adventure.
What an adventure.
Have you guys seen the new Google Halloween game?
No. What is it?
No.
So if you go to the Google, it might not work on iPhones, but I think it will. You go to the Google search screen.
Okay.
And above it, you know how they always do the animation or something with the Google logo? There's a play button. You push play. It opens up a little secret game where you're like a cat that has to fight ghosts.
Oh.
And it's pretty fun.
How much information about me are
Rob's
they collecting?
On it. So you have to plug in your social security number, all of your credit card numbers, your bank account, plus your parents' bank account. It's crazy. There's a lot of stuff.
And they're monitoring how you would behave as a cat, which is very great.
Interesting
information.
Interesting.
Are they planning to turn us all into cats?
Well, naturally, cats rule the internet. So that's a natural next step in our evolution.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, lots of fun stuff. Do we have a hashtag for today? Talked about a lot of different things.
Try to go back over the stories.
Yeah, well, okay. Here's just a rundown. We talked about the Florida parents taking guns trick-or-treating. We talked about the man who ran over his legs leaving the strip club. The topless selfie that was taken. The gold spray paint, which was used on the Toyota Camry in Melbourne. We talked about the Pringles in the Galactic Salt Mines once again, and the holiday Pringles in different cookies. The different, maybe she was talking about the ducks. What is it?
I've got one.
What is it?
iPhone 9. That way, when the iPhone 9, hashtag iPhone 9, when the iPhone 9 comes out, we have a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think so. And then when people are
searching.
How
about Mr. iPhone 9?
Mr. iPhone 9?
Yeah.
Well, then they'll be like, our phone's different.
Please, Mr. iPhone 9 is my father. Please call me iPhone 9. Yes. Let's just go with iPhone 9, because people who that are searching for iPhone 9 news will stumble upon this and then accidentally watch the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh these guys, like all these tech podcasts will be like, oh, I think these guys are talking about the iPhone 9 today. They must know something.
Next week, bait and switch.
Yeah.
Next week, we can do hashtag Mario Lopez.
Why people are looking for Mario Lopez stories?
The people that are will bump into us.
Oh, okay. Well, next week we'll be back on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday AF.
Okay. Tues AF. Well, it'll be our special election day coverage. So hopefully we will be bringing you the latest exit polling data that people will be having from out in the field as we'll be the first name in News AF election coverage.
Yeah, no, we get all of our
info at DonaldTrump.DonaldTrump.com.
We'll be talking about exiting polls.
Exiting polls, yeah. Also, yeah, if you have any interesting ballot initiatives in your state, I think that would also be exciting to talk about next week on News AF. Yes.
I told you about the one time I voted, right?
What was it?
Everybody was telling me how great and important it is to vote. So I finally registered and went in. My mom took me in. I think I was like, maybe I was 20, maybe I was older. And I went in and I was like, the lady helping me at the little local fire station in this little teeny town was like, have you ever voted before? I was like, no, this is my first time. She's like, oh, you're going to love it. So you just come in here and you just use this punch system and you just punch like this, click, as she just punched straight Republican straight through for me. She just voted for me.
Oh,
she's like, so if you want to vote Republican, just and you can just vote straight Republican, then you don't have to like look at anything. You can just go bloop. And she did it. And then she's like, oh, is that how you wanted to vote? And I was like, yeah, I don't really care. See ya.
Yeah.
Which, come to find out, I think that's highly illegal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is.
That's not good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Republicans won that year.
I'm sure it was because of you, Tyson.
And that lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that it was because of that lady. It wasn't because of me. It was because my lack of action.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see what's going on. Maybe you guys can bring in some of the latest Evan McMullen news.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about politics. People are already going to be stressed out enough.
I think that was your guy.
He's not
Danny's our guy. Yeah,
he's the guy that our parents love because they're of the same faith that he is.
Yeah, he's very popular. He's huge in Utah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, he is.
Nobody wants to hear politics, so scrub it.
Well,
but you know what? If I started running for president and was like, oh, guys, I go to church every week and just lied about that, I'd be the number one guy in Utah right now, too.
You could be that guy. All right. Well, maybe 2020. We'll see what happens. Tyson for president.
Yeah. Apostle Bryson Ballot. That's if we just want to win Utah. But if we want to branch out, we're going to need you there, too, Rob.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
The first trinity.
That's six electoral votes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Adios, amigos.
Good stuff. All right. Take care. Tyson, safe travels this week.
Yes.
All right.
We'll do some reviews next week.
Next week. All right. You can leave us your reviews on our iTunes page, newsaf.news. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. And we do apologize. I know some people on the Facebook page said that in the live version of this, we lost the audio of Danny and Tyson a little while ago. Everything will be fine on our YouTube channel at youtube.newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.